This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister here at Saints Camp until 6 o'clock, talking with Joel Thomas, associate head coach, running back coach as well. He spent 9 years here, 2015 to 2023, and we spent a year with the Giants. But welcome home. That's the main thing. Welcome home.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be back home and ready to go for the black and gold.
Right. So I'm going to – this. I saw this in the 05 draft. Now, you guys are both younger than I. There were more running backs taken in the 05 draft than defensive ends and quarterbacks combined. Three in the top five. Probably never happen again. But then we saw this kind of downtime for running backs. But the resurgence is clearly back. Alvin, Kendre, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Tell me about this running back room and how last year this team, middle of the road running the football. How do you get better running the football?
Well, obviously health in all areas. Yeah. That helps you first and foremost, whether it's the starters within the room, the backups, and then the guys that make it go up front. So I know all too well what it's like when you're healthy, and it's awesome. And then obviously when you have issues up front and you get banged up in the backfield, it makes it very difficult to run the ball. So health first and foremost, availability, and then we got to go ahead and embrace this scheme we're going to go ahead and implement, and hopefully we climb the ladder here as far as the run game and improve
just,
that thing.
Let me just follow up, and then I'll turn it over to Bruce and shut up. What does that mean? Like last year it was Kubiak, it was a run wide zone. When you say implement this new scheme,
you're going to have more options to go ahead and let the quarterback read the box and roll from there. As far as do I give it? Do I run it? Do I go ahead and throw the ball up in the perimeter?
More of an RPO.
Yeah, a little bit more there, probably sprinkled in, but it's something that you can watch some of the Philadelphia film, some of the Charger film from the Cowboys. I mean, everybody's stealing each year from each other, and there's even a little sprinkling of some of the old Saints stuff. So. We got to find the best 11 to get out there and get that thing rolling, and we'll fit that thing. Just like you heard Coach Staley talked about, we may have to adapt a little bit, too, to the personnel that we have.
Well, Coach, first of all, welcome back, just like Mike said. And
thank
I know,
you,
for you, you've been busy, and when you look at this running back class, just working out different guys, whether it's been at the combine or whether it's, evaluating them, mm-hmm. where you talk about from the Senior Bowl or at some of the pro days. Just talk a little bit about this class overall, and it's a deep class.
Yes.
Everybody talks about, one guy early, and he's very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this is a unique and a deep running back class.
This class, the 17 class, since I've been in the league since 2015, the 17 class is the best one, hands down. Just from a sheer productivity, where guys were taken all through the rounds, even the late round guys, now they're sitting as 8 and 9 year vets that have been highly productive. This class has the makings of that to happen just by the sheer depth alone. I would say that, in my opinion, after evaluating, most of the runners in this class, that there's probably a good handful that would have gone first, the first running back off the board last year, and that's not counting the one everybody's talking about right mm-hmm. now as well. I think it's a very deep, you're solid through the rounds. You know, usually running backs, you know, the way the drafts unfolded, the mid rounds to late, that's when they start flying off the board. But I see guys going earlier than that this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, you probably will get two of them in the first, maybe two in the first. But after that, you know, that second, third round, you're probably going to get 10 guys.
I would not be shocked.
Ten guys easy. And so, you know, Coach, I know that for you, you know, coming back, there's probably added roles to this team. Mm-hmm. You know, how has that been, you know, just some of the things that you're having to adjust to or just doing now as you guys head forward into this, you know, draft offseason, then into the season?
Well, you know, having experience living, coaching, being in this environment, in this culture, that helps. You know, obviously when you move and you go to a new place, you're figuring out where to get groceries and how to get to your house and all this stuff. And
you're helping everybody, aren't you?
Yes. Now I'm hitting the ground running. My wife, you know, she's had contact with other wives, and I've been able to help out some of the assistants as far as like, hey, you need to go to this spot, you know, get a nice dinner, take your wife there, you know, babysitting, stuff like that. Myself and Coach Nugent. You know, as far as roles within the team, it's pretty cool to come back into a building and you have some familiarity with the players as well, and not necessarily just the ones in the room. Like, you know, Eric McCoy, like, that's one of the first guys I saw when I came back. I love Eric. I think he's an ultimate pro and able to, you know, connect and figure out how to get our families together and things like that in the off season. So having that connection, walking into a familiar building, but a new job, that's like a trump card right there a little bit. As far as roles that Kellen has, I think that's an evolving role right now that I have. I mean, there's going to be things that he's going to lean on me as the season starts kicking up. Right now, we're all getting our feet on the ground as far as getting on the same page as an offense, as a team, the vision, the goals, and hit the ground running from there. So we have a great OTA session coming up here.
Have a great 3 days. Welcome back again. Saints running back coach Joel Thomas, also the associate head coach. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.